Kiwi in Cat City, Chapter 1, Follow, Follow. Amy awoke and saw her black cat sitting perched on the end of her bed, studying the gleaming moon. She rubbed her eyes and sat up just in time to see Kiwi leap out of the window and onto the ledge below. Amy crept out of bed and peered outside. The cat was standing perfectly balanced on the wooden garden fence, calm and still, her tail perked up. A dark silhouette staring up at the moon. I wonder where she's going, thought Amy. She crept into her brother James's room, where he was sleeping soundly, and prodded his arm until he woke with a jump. "What?" he gasped, wiping the sleep from his eyes. "I was dreaming. You really scared me." "Come and look." "Huh?" He stumbled out of bed and, like a zombie, followed his sister to the window. Gazing out, they could see the black cat still sitting on the fence. "She's been sitting there for ages," said Amy. "Well, maybe she's stretching," he shrugged. They watched, but Kiwi didn't stretch. Instead, she leapt off the fence and stood on the path, looking up at the moon. "Now that's weird. That's what I'm talking about," said Amy. "She's thinking about something." "I wonder where she goes at night," James mused. "Hunting mice," grinned Amy. "Yuck, she wouldn't, would she? Tell you what, I'm going to go and see if I can follow her." "You're crazy," gasped James. "It's 1 a.m. and Mum will kill you." "I want to see what she has for breakfast," Amy laughed. "Don't you?" "Yuck, that's grim," said James, screwing up his face. Amy wandered back to her room with her little brother following, half asleep and a bit confused. "So you're coming then?" asked Amy, putting on her shoes and jacket. He murmured as his sister crept out of the room on tiptoes. "Okay, but if she catches anything, I'm not touching it." James slid on his trainers, jeans and jacket and crept down the stairs after his sister, being careful not to make a sound. He could hear his dad snoring like a sleeping dragon, the sound echoing off every wall. They tiptoed to the back door and opened it slowly on its creaky hinges. It was so loud. Kiwi was still sitting in the middle of the garden, staring up at the moon. Holding their breath, they slowly closed the door without a sound. Turning around, they were just in time to see Kiwi plunge over the fence in a single bound. The two children looked at one another, raised eyebrows, and ran to the bottom of the garden to the gate. Out they went, giggling. It was a warm summer night without a breeze. In the field beyond the gate, trees soared up against the night sky, jagged and spectre-like. Without the shine of the moon, it would have been completely dark. James shivered, but he had already decided that he was not going to look scared, even if he was. "There she goes," pointed Amy, as they bounded across the field towards the black tail that bobbed above the grass in the distance. They chased and chased. The black cat ran and ran. They swerved between trees, and the black cat just kept running. The children started to puff and pant. "Kiwi!" they yelled. Suddenly the cat's ears pricked up and she stopped with a jump. Caught unawares, the little black cat turned around, her yellow eyes wide and inquiring. "Are you two following me?" Amy and James stopped dead in their tracks. James sat down on the grass with a bump, his mouth wide open. Amy wanted to say something, but she couldn't speak. "Well, are you?" asked Kiwi, standing up straight and resting one paw on her hip. "It's a bit late to be out playing, you know." Kiwi grinned the biggest, widest grin and flicked her tail. She sat down and started washing, knowing full well that she had just given her two playmates the biggest shock of their lives. She carried on washing her paw, flicked out a claw, and waited for a reply. It was a long time coming. The children were transfixed, rooted to the spot. Cold fingers of air travelled up their spines and made all of the hairs on their necks stand up. Amy gulped. Was she dreaming? "What's wrong?" laughed Kiwi. "Cat got your tongue?" "Ah!" Amy sat down with a thump. "You talk!" James stuttered. "Well, what were you expecting? Sign language?" asked Kiwi, matter-of-factly. "But we can understand you," mumbled Amy, pinching her arm. Ouch! She wasn't dreaming. Could this be real after all? "Well, I know several languages," explained Kiwi. "It comes in handy." "So you were following me, then?" "Sort of," said James. "We were wondering what you ate for breakfast." "Like mice?" asked Kiwi, grinning. "Well, yes." Kiwi laughed. "I have more important things to do, and mice taste funny. Ugh, not good. And mice have feelings too. They're very intelligent, you know. I have several good friends who are mice." Kiwi stopped talking as the two children sat open-mouthed in shock, blinking oddly. Okay, well, enough of that," she carried on. "Best to change the subject. Well, I was joking. I don't have any mouse friends. Well, you see the moon up there? See how it's really bright and glowing?" The kids nodded. "And see how it's shaped like a cat's claw?" "I guess," said James. "Well, nights like these are not ordinary nights," said the cat, looking straight at the boy. James shivered. "Why?" He wasn't sure if he wanted to know the answer. Was Kiwi going to eat them? Well, said Kiwi slowly, if you really, really want to know, why don't you follow me some more? It was a challenge. The cat was grinning from ear to ear now. Amy was cold and scared. She could only stare awkwardly as though hypnotized, while her brother chatted to the cat. The cat! The cat! She felt dizzy. After a few more minutes, Kiwi gazed back at the moon. It seemed even brighter. She got up. There is no more time to lose, she said. I have to go now. Will you come in? She flashed her big yellow eyes. James sprang to his feet. I'm coming, he announced. No, called Amy, as James started to follow the little black cat. I'm scared. Don't follow. This is just too weird. But James didn't listen and carried on walking. Amy pulled herself to her feet and looked around her. The field was empty. It must be about 2 a.m. by now, if not later. Their parents would be getting up in a few hours for work. Morning was fast approaching. What should she do? She couldn't let her brother go alone. What if he got lost? Wait, she shouted, and charged after her brother and her suddenly talking cat. Things were not how they were meant to be today. And that's the end of chapter.